All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
It's a new week. It's Monday, June 29th. I'm Kathy Worzer. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. Top stories we're following. The former Minneapolis police officers charged in the killing of George Floyd are due in court again this afternoon. Matt Sepik has more.
Derek Chauvin, J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are scheduled to appear before Judge Peter Cahill for a pretrial hearing in a courtroom at the Hennepin County Jail. Chauvin, who's seen on video with his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes, is charged with murder. The others are accused of aiding and abetting murder. The four have not entered pleas. King and Lane are out of jail on bond. Chauvin and Tao remain in custody. Judge Cahill denied a request from media organizations to photograph and broadcast pretrial hearings, but he left open the possibility of audio and video coverage of the trial itself. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
And Minneapolis police officers will no longer be able to review body camera footage before writing initial reports in incidents involving the use of force. The new policy was announced yesterday by Police Chief Madeira Arredondo and Mayor Jacob Fry. They say it's aimed at better capturing officers' perceptions of an incident. Previously, the officers could use body camera footage to help them as they wrote their reports. Fry and Arredondo say more public safety policy changes are planned in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. We could learn more today about an incident where a black Bloomington firefighter found what looks to be a noose in his locker. It was found June 15th, and city officials were told about it a week later. The FBI is now investigating. City councils in Edina, Mankato, and Rochester today are going to talk about mandating the wearing of masks to deal with the spread of COVID-19. Minneapolis and St. Paul already require face coverings inside businesses and city buildings. 523 Minnesotans have been newly diagnosed with COVID-19, and 8 more people have died of it. That's a big jump in new cases compared to Saturday, but it corresponds with an increase in completed tests. More than 16,000 in yesterday's report. People in their 20s and 30s continue to account for the largest number of confirmed cases in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota's top elections official is urging people who plan to vote by mail in the November election to request ballots as soon as possible. Mark Sedeklik explains.
Secretary of State Steve Simon says his office has already received requests from more than 200,000 Minnesotans wishing to vote by mail this year. Most of them, he says, are for general election ballots. Simon says that's up more than 20-fold compared to this time in the 2018 and 2016 election cycles.
The key thing now from our standpoint in our office is managing the flow of that increased demand. We don't want, if there's going to be all that demand, everyone to start asking for that ballot in October, for example. That is going to place huge burdens on local elections administrators in counties and cities. Rather, we want to meter it out a little bit throughout the summer. If people are interested in that option, they should do it now and not wait until the end.
Early voting in the August primary has already begun. I'm Mark Sedeklik.
We have been inundated with torrential rain overnight. It continues to rain in some portions of the region. We also have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon in the east and northeastern sections of the region. And some of these storms, again, could dump heavy rain. Flash flood watches have been in effect. And then the heat will crank up. Heat advisory is posted for West Central and the Twin Cities metro area this afternoon. Highs around the region, mid-80s and lower 90s, and humid. Cooler near Lake Superior, highs there upper 60s to the mid-70s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the east and northeast overnight tonight. Lows will be in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the northeast. Another hot one, highs near 90, again cooler near Lake Superior. Highs there, mid-70s, lower 80s. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can also just turn on the radio. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good day. I'm Kathy Worzer.